Before we get started, Pastor Justin, would you come up and just pray us in for this sermon series ending? I appreciate Pastor Justin does all the time. He's one worship. He leads, does a great job leading the men's group, and I know he's got a great relationship with God. I put pastoral stuff on him probably too early. You know, right too early. He's probably the youngest pastor I ever met. But I saw what God had in him. So I spoke to what I saw God had in him. And so he's got that relationship. I want him to open us up in prayer this morning.
Father God, we thank you so much for your house. I thank you for your people here. I pray that we would have ears ready to receive the word, that we would be good ground, Lord, not hard ground, nothing that the bird or the weed or the rocks or the hardness can take up, Lord, but we would be good ground, not just a 30 or a 60, but 100-fold, that we'd be fruitful for what we hear today, Lord, that there would be no hard ear, and that you would do a good work in us, not just for our own benefit, but for our community, for our brothers and sisters, that your greatest commandment is that we are to love you and to love one another. And I pray that we would learn closer how to do that. Anoint Pastor Sean as he brings the word today, that he would be your vessel, and he would do your good work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Last 4 weeks, if you have Pastor Sean Capozzi, the senior pastor here, I don't know if we high. I always forget that. It's in my notes, and I barely remember to say it. But I want to let you know, if this is maybe your first week, you haven't been in a while, we've been in the middle of a mini-series for 4 weeks called Salt. This episode's unique to the rest of the series, and this should be the conclusion today. It should be. Today, I think, not only will it be something I've never done before, but it may be the quickest sermon I've ever spoke. Yeah, it might be. It might be. I'm not going to hold myself to it, but there's a real good chance. We had their series, Salt, which, do you guys remember what it means? Start alternative living today. Today. So our start was, remember we got in the beginning of it, was obey God immediately. And whatever he's asking of you, immediately. If God is asking something of you, obey him immediately. If God is not asking something of you, you're not speaking to him. And if we're disciples, we should be speaking to him. And part of our speaking isn't just telling them all the stuff we need. It's not, you know, the slot machine of heaven. Prayer number one, prayer number two, pull the lever. It's not, that's not a relationship. That's a religious broken system. But if you have a relationship with him, we need to start immediately obeying the things he's asked us to do that we already know. Anybody procrastinate ever? Man, I'm a procrastinator sometimes, yes, big time. But it's time to stop. It's time to stop certain things I can't procrastinate on anymore. It's not the season to slow that down. So start. Say start. Then we had alternative. Controversial word in our society, but it's God's ways are the alternative. God's ways are the alternative to the world's ways. Us, the church, becoming good-tasting alternative. Remember, don't be bad cheese. Looks good, but tastes bad. Don't be bad cheese. God doesn't want us to be bad cheese. We're supposed to be good salt, right? That's what we're supposed to be. Our next one is living. That was our L. We need to have all the ingredients in our life, right? Right hearts. Dr. Heidi talked about that. We have to have that. And then we also have our ways and our daily life actions show God's love in us and through us, right? We can't just have actions and no heart, and you can't just have heart without actions, right? So we got to live a certain way. So the T for today is right now. Say aquí. It means right now. Rapidamente means quickly. See, I'm teaching them, Tom, some Spanish, you know. It's my duty to AJ, a little Spanish word, you know. But today, right now, aquí, rapidamente. Right now. Say now. That's our today. Real disciples, God said, Jesus said last week, real disciples are willing to do whatever he asks. No matter what. Even if it's hard. And most of us in the current culture that we live in, the country that we live in, we don't really fully understand hard. Asking to do hard stuff. There's Fox Books of Martyrs, and there's things over there. If you want to see things that God has asked hard to do, that's hard. But sometimes we have to check ourselves. Are we willing to do whatever he asked? Whatever. And if not, Jesus said, if you are not willing, you are not my disciple. That's Jesus. That's not me. So that's a good heart check, right? This series has been hopefully checking our hearts. Today, T is for today. Say, T is for today. Today is our opportunity, Jazz. For one, your opportunity today could be just this, simply this. maybe just the opportunity to go home early, catch up on some rest, maybe go enjoy your people, go enjoy your things, right? Be blessed on your way out, and like, oh, man, I could go back take a nap. Pastor said I could. Don't beat my day. But maybe there's another category that you could fall into today. You'll ask God if he wants to send you to someone today. Maybe on your way home from church. I thought it was going to be mine, but I'm going to the hospital later, so I'm looking for my leading there, unless he says otherwise. I want to give you some examples of how maybe on your way out early today, there's things you could do. Like if you're at the store or something, you know, if you felt like, you know, I was supposed to go to Safeway and not Walgreens. I've been praying about it, so I'm going to Safeway. And maybe you run into someone there, and you see someone maybe that's injured. Ever see someone out in the community that's getting hard, you know, that's hurting? Maybe God, and say maybe, pray. Maybe God's leading you to go, hey, I see you're injured. Can I pray for you? Would you mind if I prayed for you? And I usually follow up with this because it takes the edge off expectation and your own fear gets to be put in God's hands. Say, I don't know what God's going to do, but I guarantee I know what he can do. And I've seen him do stuff in my life that's been amazing. And I've seen him do stuff in other people's lives that are amazing. So would you just mind if I take 4 seconds of your life and prayed for your boo-boo? Maybe God would lead you to do that today. Maybe. Maybe he's just, maybe someone's behind you at Walmart. And maybe God just says, go buy their stuff. What? Buy their stuff. And say, you know what? Jesus said to bless you today. That's what I'm going to do. And I want you to have an amazing day. Maybe you got to hold the door for somebody and say, you know what? As I hold the door for you, and they say, oh, thank you so much. I'm going to pray for you and your children that you have blessed coming in and going out, that God would do something amazing in your family. Have a great day. That's not hard. How about you walk up to someone and say, excuse me, I don't usually do this, but I wanted to ask, do you have a miraculous big need that you really haven't told anybody? Because I want to pray for that. Maybe just walk up to someone and say, I love your kicks. Be healed in Jesus' name. I don't know what he's going to tell you to do. But I think we need to ask him more often, what do you want us to do? You know, ask God for today. So for those of you who may choose number two, so you can early out, boom, nap, grab some sandwiches, and just chill, you know. But maybe with your early out, if you choose number two, I want to tell you something. If you do choose number two, your life will be changed forever. If you never have done that, sought God for somebody, maybe it's not even a stranger. Maybe it's someone that's in the fellowship you know that's not here right now and they're not feeling good. Rosie Vale. Maybe God leads you over there. Drop off a ham or something. I don't know. But I know if you ask God to tell you something and you follow through with it, no matter what you see with your eyes, your life will be changed forever. And maybe more importantly, maybe the people that you contact with, maybe their eternity is changed forever just because you did it. Say today. Today is the only opportunity we have. I have a slide. Live every day like it's going to be your last. One day you're sure to be right. Live every day like it's going to be your last, because one day you are sure and guaranteed to be right. Live every day like it's going to be your last, because one day you're guaranteed it's going to be right. Today's what we've been given, right? Let's stop and start in scriptures here. John 9:4 in the NLT. We must quickly carry out the task assigned to us. We must quickly carry out the task assigned to us by the one who sent us. Time for procrastination is over in some things, right? It is time. The thing you've been procrastinating that God's been saying, come on, do that. Just do it. But it seems silly. Just do it. Just do it. It's time to just do it. See, just do it. That's the time. So it's you must carry out the task assigned to us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no man can work. Say today. Matthew 28. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go. Therefore, go. Therefore, go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. Go make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now here, I want to pause for a second. Make disciples for him, not you. I wish I could preach this at big church conference, little church conference. Anytime I get with men of God that are killing it, this is a remembrance. Seriously. Make disciples for God, not you. Well, I just talked to these four people. My Bible study, my church. Make disciples for God, not for you. That's important, right? Make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples. I said, go grab a pastor and have them teach. That's not what it says. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. Pulling over. You know, Jesus talked about obeying God's word before it becomes his grace. Jesus talked about obeying God's word before he becomes his grace. Sometimes as Christians, we want to back that up. I just want grace, grace, grace. Give me grace, grace. No, that's not an excuse to be imperfect and do what you want to do. That's not grace. Grace is saying, I'm trying so hard, I screwed up. Please forgive me. Yeah, I've been there. Come on. But Jesus talked about follow God's ways before he ever became his grace. Just important. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you and be sure of this. Here's a confidence statement. Sometimes I need some confidence statements from God, some things to just lock me in place, you know. Be sure of this. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. It's time to ask the Holy Spirit to reside fresh in some of us. Fresh it up. Do that. Before you leave today, in your seat, now or before you head out the door, I'm asking you, if you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, take a second, say, Father God, you said you'd always be with me. Refresh your Holy Spirit within me. Do that before you leave today. I recommended this is an opportunity. And on your way home or some point in time today, ask God where he wants you to go, and to who he wants to send you to. Ask him. Ask him to show you the right person. Maybe pray for them. Maybe you lead them to Jesus. Maybe you buy him a sandwich. Maybe I don't know what God's going to say to you. I don't want to plant something in your heart, but I do want you to really ask God. Well, I never hear him. Well, just give an opportunity then. If you're like, I never hear him, then take a minute in your car. Quiet yourself down and say, Father, show me where I'm supposed to go and who I'm supposed to connect with today to give good salt away for you. Like, make it serious today in your heart. And if you've never heard him, maybe this will be your testimony. Like, God, I felt like God led me. If it's to Walmart, it's probably definitely God. Maybe God may ask you to go to a stranger even. And I have a picture of how that may make you feel. Mm-hmm. A stranger. Trust me, I'm not bent towards strangers typically. Of course, I did pull up to a light to a sweet charger this week. Man, this kid was charged. He's bumping his tunes. Where's Jake? He's bumping his tunes. And I pulled up, and I have a 2005 Equinox. And I pulled up and let the window down. And I went, mm-hmm. The kid's like, I go, you want to race? You want to race the Equinox? Can you handle an Equinox? And the kid goes, yeah, I can. I said, I bet you can. Nice car, dude. You know, sometimes it just takes a moment to de-escalate something in a stranger. Find a way. Ask God. No worries. Maybe, no, if you ask God and he tells you to go someplace, you don't need to worry. Just go where he leads you. He'll be there. He promised he would be. He promised he'd be there. And if God wants you to do more than just pray for somebody, do whatever that is. Like, do whatever that is. Don't go, I'm just going to go pray something real quick. Like, I'm going to walk by a stranger. It's like, they'll be now getting beans. But go, in Jesus' name. I did it. I did my job. I prayed. I touched the hem of their garment almost and prayed over them in the bean aisle. If the Lord told you to do that, but that seems like a cop-out. So, let me put a slide up. Let's put a slide up. God desires first place in our lives. Remember? And that's what we're doing in this series. We're getting that place back in place. He's the supreme controller of us. He is the Lord. Daily asking him, what is my assignment? What is my assignment to my spouse if I have one? What is my assignment to my kids? What is the assignment to my garbage man, my neighbor, the employee at what is my assignment at Starbucks? It's more than a mocha latte. Say today. I'm going to ask today, right? So to show you some things that I feel like is important to talk about, because you might have some fear. You might have some fear over this assignment. I get it. Let's Matthew 6:34. Matthew 6:34. That's okay. I'll read it. Pull that down, because that is not Matthew 6:34. Pull that down. You ready? Okay. It's Matthew 6:34. You get your Bibles. You can check it. You can check it. You make sure I'm not pulling something over on you. Sharon's like, I'm going to make sure, Pastor. You're pulling nothing over on me. Matthew 6:34. So do not worry. Do not worry. That really works for when someone tells me that. Don't worry. Okay. Just don't think about it. Uh-huh. Sure. What kind of fool do you think I am? But do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has had enough trouble of its own. Right side, let's look at the left side. I know, we're just doing my direction. Your left, my right. Look over there at them. You ready? Say, don't worry. All right, let's go over here and look at these people. Right, especially at Sue. We'll make her real uncomfortable. Don't worry. She wouldn't even look at me. She looked at me with one eye. The other one, she was over there. So, I don't know how she does it. Remember, sometimes spices seem opposite. You know, salt and pepper do go good together. Pastor Marty made me a T-bone the other day. I go, what? This is amazing. On the charcoal, I was like, ah. I go, what'd you season it with? He goes, salt and pepper. Oh, salt and pepper. I said, dude, this steak is amazing. Sometimes opposite spices, like following his ways and giving his grace, they're both necessary to make it taste good, right? His ways and his grace are important, right? So I'm sure if you recall from last week, we learned that we don't misuse the laws and grace and those things, but we're supposed to be useful. So for balance sake, I'm going to say this again. Don't worry. Don't worry about tomorrow. God gives you something to do today, and you're like, man, don't worry about tomorrow. You don't even know what's coming. What if, I'm just saying, I'm not going to try to be too dramatic, but what if he tells you to go to Toys R Us? Does that still exist? Dang, you can't even go there. Like, it's not Jesus then. Give me a story. I keep picking on Walmart. He tells you to go to Walmart. He tells you to go there and pray for somebody. And you don't do it. And just, what if that person's tomorrow doesn't come? You were the last person he sent to that person, and they didn't know they didn't have a tomorrow. Man, it might even be worse if maybe you don't have a tomorrow and you didn't do what he said. Because we don't know. Nobody in here is guaranteed tomorrow. Not one of us. Don't worry about tomorrow. Some things, when God says do it, don't worry about tomorrow. Do what he says today. Tomorrow's going to take care of itself. He also said in his word, fear not, right? I'm with you. Fear not. Say, don't worry. Now, some disciples are prone to worry and being timid in these exercises, right? Some are not. I know some disciples that are maybe too much seasoning. Man, they could be a little long-winded. They're, you know, I'm evangelist. Dude, can't you see that guy's uncomfortable? He's got his fist balled up. He doesn't want prayer. He's going to knock you out. Get back up. I've been in evangelist meetings like that. I go, come on, dude. If I was that kid, I would have knocked you out already. If you would have come to me like that with that Jesus, that style of thing, I would have swept the leg and took him down. We could be too much. Too much. Matthew 6:1. We can do that one now. It says, be very careful. Check your hearts, disciples. Matthew 6:1. Be very careful. I don't know how very careful I am at much. I'm not prone to very careful. I very careful check the doors. I'm a security freak. I know where everyone who shares their apps with me, where they are before I go to bed to make sure they're safe. And I have a people outside my family, and I check. Everybody safe? All the ducks in a row? Everybody's good, 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 good. I'm very careful about some stuff, but some stuff I'm very lackadaisical and not careful enough. Anybody? Be very careful. Do not do your deeds publicly to be seen by men. Do not do your deeds publicly to be seen by men. Don't do your deeds publicly to be seen by men. Otherwise, you'll have no reward prepared for you and waiting for you from your Father in heaven. Matthew 6:3. But when you give, not if you give. If we are disciples of Jesus Christ, he's going to expect us to give all the time. We're supposed to be giving God away constantly. He asks us for things with our finances. He has things with our hands. He has things with our hearts. Yes, he asks us to give. And most of the time, the church is just in receive mode. But he says, when you give to the poor and do acts of kindness, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give in complete secrecy. Say that. It's good. Salt. Give complete secrecy. Today is not about your Facebook or your Instagram opportunity. I'm going to talk about that later because I'm serious. Matthew 6:5 says, read quickly. So I better. Also, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites we talked about today. Do not be about the hypocrites, for they love to pray publicly, standing in synagogues, on the corners of the streets, so they may be seen by men. And I assure you, and most solemnly say to you, they already have the reward in full. Matthew 6:7. And when you pray, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they think they'll be heard because of their many words. It's time to be real good salt. Real good salt, right? Real. Say today. So this might, maybe, if you've been listening lately to God. Anybody been listening? I've been listening. My heating needs work. Not my hearing. Lots of times I hear, but it's the follow through with the do. Right? It's a follow through with the do. Today is an opportunity to follow through with the do. If you choose to, and God speaks to you, I don't want to even know what, how do I put this? If you want to voicemail me or text me about the incredible encounter that you have when you do this today, I definitely want to hear that. But there should be no other way that I find that out. There should be no other way. I'm asking you, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, please, he told me to go to Safeway, he told me to do this, I don't put it on Facebook. Don't put it on Facebook. Don't put it on your Instagram. Just obey God without anybody knowing you did anything. But God and the person he sent you to. Yeah. No hype, no hoopla, no social media approval seeking. Just straight, real salt going to do something really for God. Right? Please, church, just go and give real love away. Please. Say today. I got a slide. I think it's the same slide because I think it's important. Live every day like it's going to be your last. One day you're sure to be right. So only a few more scriptures left. I want to strengthen you because I think you're an amazing church. Say, I am the church today. I am the church today. I'm the church today. I'm the church today. Hebrews 10:37-39. For in just a little while, the coming one will come. For just in a little while, the coming one will come and not delay. And my righteous ones will live. Say live. My righteous ones will live by faith. But I'll take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. Jesus is being straight with humanity right here. This is a father-son talk. Sit down. But I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. But we are not like those who turn away from God. We are not like those who turn away from God, who turn away from God for their own destruction. We are, say I am, the church. We are the faithful ones. We are the souls that will be saved. That is us. We are the ones. Like we're the ones. And Romans 12 are the ones. And hopefully Saint so-and-so's have some ones. We are the ones. We're the ones he's got. We're the ones. there's a lot turning away to destruction. They need to see alternative living at its finest. And it's not always easy, right? God has been, if God's been awesome to you, anybody have God ever been awesome to you? Man, then you have something to share. If God's ever done anything awesome for you, then you absolutely have something to share with somebody. Second scripture, Philippians 4:9. Keep putting into practice. Keep putting into practice all you've learned and received from me. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing. It's time to put some of that God stuff to practice in our life again. Is there anything he's been speaking to you during this series? Go, that's some God stuff I have not been practicing. I got to start practicing that. And practicing means every day, putting it to work. You know, you want to be great at something, you got to practice. And you got to practice it well. And you got to practice it consistently, right? Practice. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing, put into practice. Then God of peace will be with you. That's all I want. You know, when up here singing, all I want is you, Lord, all I want is you, Lord. Like, if I put into practice, you promise if I need you, then put some things into practice and I'll be right with you. So often, if we wanted it kind of the other way, God be with me, then I'll go practice it. He said, I've already been with you, and I've already asked you to do things. I've already sent you to the world, and I've already made you salt. I've done amazing things. I saw your hands, amazing things in your life. I've already done those things. Now go practice them for the world. Go out and do that very thing. Right? And if you do that, I'll be with you. I promise. Don't be afraid. I'll be with you. But it looks scary. You sent me to the guy with tattoos on his face. Yeah, you don't know who the next herald is. I've been waiting for you. You don't know. Here's our last scripture. Mark 9:49-50. For everyone will be tested with fire. For everyone will be tested with fire. Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do we make it salty again? You must have the qualities of salt among yourselves. You must have the qualities of salt among yourselves. You must have the qualities of salt among yourselves and live at peace with each other. Now, on your way home today, I want you to ask God, what would he like you to do on your way home? Or what would he like you to do before you close your eyes tonight? And take a moment. And I want to pray over us and send us out to be good salt. If you're just going home to chill and nap, be blessed. I've never let us out this early. But if you're like, hey, my time schedule's tight, good, I'll let you out early so maybe you can go do something for Jesus. We can't just hear about salt. I'm not going to do this every Sunday. This is not a practice. It's not. But we just heard about salt. And what an opportunity to go be it today. Start alternative living today. So today we're going to start our lives being different, living different, putting into practice, and give God an opportunity to touch somebody like he touched us. We're not going to be flaky. We're not going to be long-winded. We're not going to be social media hounds. We're going to be sent by our Father who loves somebody, and he chose to send us. Can you do it? Won't you stand with me? Father, some of the most amazing people that you've ever placed in the world, you've gathered at the foot of Superstition Mountain. You put us in a dog track. And we've been here 20 years. You've created some incredible salt. I know the lives of a lot of the folks here, and I've tasted what you've done good in them. Lord, blow on the goodness today. Send them out salty. Lord, open their ears to hear you, Lord God, and empower their hearts to heed you. Lord, that somebody's life outside these walls would be completely changed today because you sent the people that you love. You sent good salt into a world that is dying and eroding and decaying and feels hopeless and broken and is sick. And you're the answer in us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I loose the left side, the right side, and the middle, Father, to go and do your will today wherever you call them to. And, Father, I pray that you would honor your word and you would be with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Go be salt.